Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamescast, episode 341. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
Doing it live! Just for you, yeah. Mike.
And Tony Korkanakis.
You look tired. You should go to sleep.
Don't you think you should rest right now?
Let's not do that today.
I like how the load screens even say, take your time. Like, it just the load screens in that game say, take your time. We're obviously referring to Persona 5 here. Tony and I actually had a conversation on Twitter, which I thought was funny because we usually just talk in Slack. But I saw your post, and I'm like, there are some useful things for Morgana. It's just, I understand your gripe, and I felt dirty using him in the fourth
as
palace.
As a party member, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's what I did. I used him in the fourth palace. And it worked out great for me in the fourth palace. He's just healing-wise so cool. But anyways.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let's get into game news, and then we'll get into what we've been up to. Obviously, Persona 5's on two of us, heavy guys. But first, last week, we mentioned real quick that Nintendo had been the number one selling console for the month of March with its Switch. And we mentioned that Zelda was 1.3 million units and a super massive tie-in rate. It now is the number one best tie-in rate for any game ever for NPD tracking. We can tell you that.
It has to be because it's over 100%.
Yeah, it's true. I forget what percentage it was, but it was like they sold 25,000 more copies than they sold Switches on the Switch. So,
well, let's just like think about this too. Like, how many copies did you buy, Tony and Jim? You got the Master Edition Special Edition.
Did it count?
I don't know. I think it'd still count like that sold.
Yeah.
I got two, just because I didn't know if one was going to get canceled or not. Cause you know, right. You can never tell with yourself. Nintendo stuff. So I picked it up. I mean, they were both discounted because it was, Amazon and, Best Buy. Right. So I got
people probably were trying to get the special edition or like the regular edition or like, and then we're ending up getting both. I think that probably helped in the numbers, but you're still over 100%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I have the other one, and we'll see if it goes up in value. I think it will, obviously, because...
Oh, I think it will, too.
I have the Wind Waker HD Special Edition, and it comes with this, like, stupid little Ganondorf figurine. Not even Amiibo. This is before they did Amiibo. And it was just, like, the limited edition, and it's, like, quadruple its price. I was just like, Jesus, so... We'll see.
One of my coworker's friends apparently just found... all these original Star Wars character figurines, like in his
attic,
all in packages.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. So he's like putting them up on eBay and like they like selling out in like hours. Like he's
really
$200 for them.
Jesus Christ! Getting paid.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Matt does. He buys two of everything so they can have one to play with and then one to like keep pristine and.
Yep, he does that for all of his figures.
Really?
Yes, he does. Yep. Yeah, I do that for. I don't think I do that for anything.
I mean, some things like I would, like if it's a Borderlands thing. I mean, obviously, if you can see my shrine up there, I will get multiple things. I mean, I have multiple copies of that game. We talked about that on Slack, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, it also could be. I think some people might have bought like the physical version. Just to keep collector, like whatever, and then bought like the digital version or something.
Well, this didn't include
it loads much quicker
sales,
too.
I'm sorry.
This didn't include digital sales.
The Nintendo official PR did include digital sales.
Oh, okay. That came out later.
It came out before NPD.
No, because on the list here it's marked not digital sales. I'm looking at the list on VentureBeat right now for the NPD.
Right. But Nintendo announced their figures a week before NPD came out.
Oh, so what I wonder if it would have beaten Wildlands. I don't know what Wildlands did because that was number one on the chart, which is amazing because I don't know anybody that owns that game.
That's just one of those uber casual games, I think. Uber casual.
I know
things.
Jeff Gerstmann and John Baum was like slamming it, and it's just like this game should have come out in like the early 2000s. Is what he was saying. Like that's what they sound like and they talk.
Wow,
it's so weird. Like I had no interest in it. I do know someone, you know him too, that owns this game, because I see him playing it all the time.
Game?
Kent. But oh, wow. Obviously.
That kind of conflicts.
Ouch.
He started with Ghost Recon. That was like
that's the first video game ever played was Ghost Recon. Uh-huh.
What?
It was. That's how I met Kent. I was playing Ghost Recon with somebody online, and he was at Corey's house. But I was like, I don't know who this guy is, and so I was just playing Ghost Recon with him. And
he's very big into the military. He's a policeman, so he's big into military firearms.
He always loves Splinter Cell. I mean,
he gets anything that has Tom Clancy's name on it. If it doesn't include flying in it, he's getting it.
If it doesn't have flying in it,
essentially. So there's your. I mean, MPD. We'll go over the chart here. We got Wildlands at 1, Zelda at 2. Andromeda was at 3. See, now it's weird. This number, the whole number thing is off in my mind then. Because I always thought Andromeda did like 1.2. But that can't be the case.
There's also all the... EA was talking about, like, with this projections, I think about a lot of its digital stuff, which NPD doesn't track at all. So what's on that list is just the physical, right?
Yeah.
Some publishers... Some publishers do give digital.
Yeah. Somewhere. Well, I'm gonna go. I'll mention as I go through the list.
And Walmart? So, do they do Walmart still or not? Or not yet?
No Walmart. So Tom Clancy's digital sales. It's still number one. It includes digital. I mean, it's always number one. Okay. Number two is Zelda. That does not include digital sales. So that means that it's where I don't know where it's at. But Andromeda is 3. That does include digital sales. So we know that Zelda sold 1.3 with digital. Right? Mm-hmm. Which means it sold less without digital, obviously. So is it under 1 million then from Andromeda?
It could be.
I mean, that's where I'm thinking it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because then it has to. Okay, we have a range, Mike. We have a range.
I know, but how could they have been off by that much? How could they have thought the first week would have been like 6 million and it's less than one?
I'm just telling you the math. Horizon Zero Dawn did 650,000 physical copies. It does not include digital.
Wait, is this March or is it year to date?
March.
Oh, okay. Because that came out in February, just so you know.
Right, but it wasn't counted for February's NPD.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they
it cut off the last 2 days. So everything that's being reported now is all of the Horizons sold.
Yeah, I mean, that's very good. I mean, it did 1 million. It did 350,000 digital, I heard. Like that game, Horizon. So it did 1 million as a brand new IP. That's fantastic for its first month.
And from a company that's not known for that at all.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, Mike, you have your range for both physical games, copies of games. I can tell you what your range is. I can just give it to you.
EA even made a statement that said the second best Mass Effect debut ever after Mass Effect 3, which if we go back to when that debuted, it was 1.3 million
See?
In the first
month. I'm going to say it's under 1 million. It did under 1 million. I think I'm very safe saying that.
I think it probably was at 1 million.
900,000. That's what I'm saying it's going to be. Because I think Zelda did. I think Zelda had a pretty good digital attach rate.
Really?
I really think it did.
I don't think it would have had too many. Because how many people are setting up the internet onto their Switch right away?
I don't know, but I know that it was actually tougher to find in the store at launch day, wasn't it? Like, it was actually. Like, there were kids I talked to that said they couldn't find it in the store when they went to the store. And I'm like,
Zelda
obviously.
Or...
Yeah. So they bought it digitally. Like a couple of the kids I know.
Well, you just said right there, like it's selling out physically.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah,
probably
I'm just
did
saying
a great
like,
amount physically.
You know, 100,000, 200,000 copies digital. You think it's 100,000?
I Whatever. Think there's a much higher percentage of the Zelda was physical compared to Andromeda. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Well,
especially with EA access. Like digital stuff a lot. So
all I'm saying is, Mike, this includes digital at number 3 on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Whatever. I mean, it's Andromeda.
MLB The Show is number 5. That's physical only.
Man, I've not played a baseball game in like 7-8 years now, probably.
Yeah, me either.
I kind of miss it, actually. I miss my baseball games.
Big
baseball.
The thing is, like, nostalgia-wise, Corey, you think that. And then when you finally play, you're like, I'm bored. That's what happens.
I mean, I'd much rather just like have a simulator and play the fantasy mode or franchise mode.
From this point on the list, all I'm doing are notables because I will not mention number 6. It's the game we shall not speak of. For Honor was at 7, which is, I guess, pretty good for that. It's new IP, right?
Nier, the second best-selling game this year.
So. Yeah, Nier Automata. Is number 9. That's very good for that niche category game. I mean, that's very good. And then you got, they do top 20 lists now. Is that normal?
Yeah, it was new this month.
1-2 Switch did 13, number 13. Biohazards, RE7 did 14. That's older. Bomber did 16. These are all digital, obviously. That's it. The rest of them are all usual casuals that you're used to hearing. So, not bad. Good list. I mean, with the exception of number 6 in that list, I'm happy with it. I mean, if you listen to our podcast, you know what game I'm talking of. I'm speaking of here.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing. I want to know what the gates are for Grand Theft Auto 5. Can I please get that number? Like,
you're combining the new, the like remaster version and
the entire Grand Theft Auto 5 game. I want the amount sold. I just want to know. I don't know how you can. I just, please, somebody find this out for me.
Probably in the 30 million range.
Yeah, we'll guesstimate around there.
It's got to be insane. Like, it's got to be the number one selling game of all time. It's got to be. It's always on the charts. Always on the charts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. There's, Super Mario Brothers, which gets resold to everyone like 10 times each year.
There's a bundle, too, yeah. So, yeah, that's high up there. I don't know. This is always charted, though. It's always on the list. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. What else NPD? Anything else NPD we want to discuss? Are we good? I think we're good. Yeah, I think we covered the other stuff last episode, so I think we're good. But the hardware side, we covered it. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, more news. We have Microsoft Game Pass. We talked about a couple podcasts ago. They were in the alpha testing for that. That is ending, and we're expecting a launch for their Game Pass. Now that's going to be their Netflix of games. No idea yet.
I got an email from them saying to log in to check it out
recently. Yeah, so did I. And then I went to log in to check it, and that email was deleted. It was gone.
So, mysterious.
Yeah. It's like, I think maybe they just got rid of it. They're like, we don't have room. But I'm trying to get into the Gran Turismo beta. I tried to get into that. I couldn't get into that. So I was hoping to get an invite to that one. But anyway, so the Game Pass is launching soon. Last week, Jim was very pissed. That's me. I was pissed because the NES Classic was discontinued, the motherfuckers.
Hmm.
This week, right after that podcast, they announced that there was rumors that the Super Nintendo will be coming out now this year. So it's exciting, and I hope they have a good list of games on it, if it's true.
You really rather have an NES over a Super NES?
No, I think I'd get the Super NES more.
God, stop saying Super NES.
I say the SNES. I just say them out. Like the NES and the SNES are my two things.
Why can't you say SNES?
Because why SNES is so hard? Faster.
SNES.
SNES is faster.
But it sounds disgusting. It sounds disgusting.
It sounds roll better off the tongue as the NES. I used to call it the NES like crazy.
Mm.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway. So the Super Nintendo classic console, rumored to come out this year. Hopefully it has a longer cable than the NES Classic had.
Doubt it. But...
yeah, I know. But
I hope it comes out, though. But I really don't think that's where they want to go with this, though. Like, they want you guys to get the Switch.
The VC games. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, but again...
what? Up virtual console. And like that's what they're going to do at E3. It's going to be like, hey, guys, virtual console. Here's the stuff that you couldn't get. And here it is for you now. So you can get it.
Right, but this isn't supposed to be like a premier product. Like, this is going to drive interest back into their main, like, the Switch system, the ecosystem. Exactly what they're doing with the mobile titles. Like, oh, Super Mario Run. It's like, fuck, I want the new, like, actual Super Mario game.
I don't think that's true at all. Like, they said with this NES Classic that they wanted to sell this to a certain demographic, which wasn't the mass public. That's why they had limited numbers. They were trying to sell it to the people that had nostalgia for this.
Right.
But it's supposed to drum up that's
over with. Everybody who's got nostalgia for this has a Switch now. They don't need it anymore.
Not everybody. They're going for the lapsed gamers, dude. The lapsed gamers.
Yeah.
No.
I
disagree.
I don't know. I'm okay with them doing this.
Just from what they're saying.
This whole ordeal can be negated, you're right, with the VC if they do like a $60 bundle pack with all of those games.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that either. They're going to sell it to you for $5.
Obviously.
I mean, I, like I said, I hope that it comes out, and it probably, they did such a great job with the first one that they stopped selling it.
Yeah. That's the weirdest part.
It was too good.
The financial decision on that. Like, they can just sell as many as they make. They could sell as many as they make. They are right now. They sold today. They were in stores. I saw pictures. It was ridiculous today at Best Buy.
Well, it supposedly got a restock at Best Buy today.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, it. I mean, that's where they were sending them out. They said that last week, didn't they? Like, the last shipments are going out.
I heard people were, like, camping out yesterday. Yeah. Who were.
They got midnight. They got online at midnight. Like, got
between 10 and 20. What the fuck? Why are people in March fucking...
Dude, these things are selling as much as the Nintendo April. Switch are.
Yeah.
Nah, they don't... They're not making the number that...
I'm just saying it would. I'm saying...
Yeah, probably. You're right. But here's the thing is, like... Okay, so there's two theories right now that I kind of belong to. All right, so one of them is the ability to hack it kind of threw them off.
Sure. Yeah, like, and I think Nintendo hates piracy like so bad. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other theory is that they were just like, well, we need to move production over to the SNES and or Switch. So it's just like, I mean, because the thing is, the NES can only sell for $60. There's only so much profit margin you can make off of that.
I want to say I think that if it's the SNES, it makes a lot of sense that they're going to cancel these. But if it's just switching over to production of the Switch, that's incorrect because it's like it's different manufacturing facilities without a doubt. Like there's no way they're using the same facility to make the NES Classic as they are for the Switch. There's just no way. There's different components entirely.
I just think they don't want everyone to have their virtual console titles already on something else.
Yes, and that's option three. So,
but that's what they love doing, Mike. They love selling you the same game over
and
over.
Yeah, I know.
And over.
I know, but that's why they don't want everyone to have that right now, right before they reintroduce them all.
I mean, I agree
console.
With you. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think that the Super Nintendo Entertainment System Mini is going to be the thing that's going to drive interest for the Switch. That does not make sense to me.
I think it does. I think I understand what Tony's saying with grabbing nostalgia of the fan base.
I'm not saying directly to the Switch, but like. For example, if somebody picks up an
you don't
SNES
need it
Mini,
for that. An SNES, okay, go ahead.
What?
Like if they play like Super Mario World or Zelda: Link to the Past or Super Metroid, and then Nintendo starts advertising, oh, we got a new Metroid game or a new Zelda game or a new Mario game, they're like, yeah, you know what? I forget how much fun I had with these games when I was a kid. I should get a new system to play this new Metroid or this new Zelda or this new Mario game.
That'd be true if there was anything other than Zelda right now.
I mean, that's true when that came out. I don't think now that we live in a world where Switch is available, or will be available when this SNES comes out.
Will it?
That's my argument.
I saw
there.
Two in Target the other day.
Holy
two?
Shit. Two in the wild.
Two? Holy shit. I saw three at Walmart over the weekend.
I will say this, that a lot of this NES Classic anger from me, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've never even seen the box. Like, I've never...
person.
Yeah.
I never even had the opportunity to feel it.
Yeah. Like, you know what's funny is, like, back in November, like, I probably would have pre-ordered if they took pre-orders, but, like, it would have been a different feeling if it came out and I saw it in the store. I may not have bought it right. I may not have picked it
and
up.
See, Jim, I want to agree. I'm pretty sure that you picked it up. You're like, you'd have been like, eh, it's $60. I put it back down. You're mad because you didn't have the opportunity to turn it down.
Yes. I think I'm more angry about not having the opportunity. I think you're right. I thought about it more this when the SNES got announced. And I'm like, I think I was more angry that I couldn't get it. That I was like actively trying
to
get
it. It was the prom queen, man. Just,
yes.
You know.
Yes. There was that. Damn it.
It wasn't like the nerdy girl next door that you could just like turn down if you wanted.
Nope.
We always go home and fuck the prom queen.
I am surprised, man. All right. Let's go to Overwatch. New maps incoming. Testing three new maps right now in Overwatch. New characters coming. They had a whole like
competitive maps.
Competitive maps. They had a whole year retrospective, didn't they? Like Jeff Kaplan went through the whole thing about, you know, has it been out a year yet? Not yet. May, right?
Next month it'll be a year.
So expect something big for that. I'm
sure.
Yeah, that's.
Have you guys done any Overwatch Uprising stuff?
Don't, man.
I need to. When's that end? Don't say this week.
A couple weeks, I think.
All right. I will
May. I think May 11th. I want to say.
I will purposely take time away from Persona then, because like it's getting to the point where I'm like, Jesus Christ, I played this game for so long and I don't even know how much more I have left. Like,
well, that's why I'm like, I'll just play New Game Plus when it's there. I'm like, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know.
You gotta go to Horizon or something after that, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go. I don't even know what I'm gonna go to after. I probably play Doom after this, just because it's such a different game. but man, all right, let's get into what we've been up to. Tony, we can continue the conversation. You and I both been playing Persona 5 exclusively. Mm-hmm. You played anything else?
No.
Yeah, so Persona 5, I am 37 and a half hours into it now.
Jeez. Save data or?
Save data. I don't know how many hours I've played with reloading. I have not died much. I've died, usually when I die, it's usually like very close to my save point. So it's like not too bad.
2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's had an extra 30 minutes into it for me. That's, you know, maybe I accidentally lost an hour before. So, you know, maybe I'm around 40, closer to 40 hours. But that's about it. How many hours have you played, Tony?
42, I want to say.
Wow, you...
43?
Fifth Palace, fast.
I'm trying to.
You know I am. That's the strategy. I just haven't gotten the opportunity to even get there yet. So I'm still in the aftermath.
The Fifth Palace sucked, too. Like, I don't like... It's the worst palace so far. I'm just like... I have to one-shot this because I won't come back here.
I had legitimate gripes with the Fourth Palace at the end, but...
With what part?
Can't really mention it, but... All right. Yeah, there was some serious, like, what the fuck parts where I... And they were, like, not... Like, I did well in that palace, and there were sections that suddenly just cranked the difficulty up, where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
So, I haven't gone to Mementos in a while. I have, like, 5 missions there I have to go and do. So, I usually like to pile them up, and then I'll spend the whole day there.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, too.
Yeah.
Hold a meeting, ask your party, and say, like, how far in the game am I?
You should be able to ask me how far in the game you are.
No, but what I do kind of base it off of is how many characters I know there are. Because, like, obviously all the box art and stuff, they show you your party members and stuff like that. Well, I'm like, well, I only got one more left, so you figure... One more of those, and then, you know, the final dungeon or whatever. So
no, like... after we're done, I'm not saying it was spoiled for me, but it was, like, they didn't mark it as spoiler. Reddit's usually very good with spoiler marks. I'm not going to say they're not. But somebody had an off mentioned the amount of palaces there are. So I'm not sure if there's more after that, but there was an analogy that was made as to, but I'll talk about it at the end of the game, Tony, when we're done. You'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, like, that is true. So it's really cool fact. Mm. I still love it, actually. Now I'm playing it. I'm like, this is really cool. But
yeah, I haven't touched the Persona 5 subreddit at all, just to be safe.
No, I mean, they mark it with spoilers, and I like popping in there.
The thing on mobile, they don't,
Because I'm so new to it that I want to make sure I'm maximizing my time as much as possible. So I'm, like, trying to see if there's other ideas that people have. And I try to stay away from the spoiler mark topics, but every now and again, you know, obviously there's... I haven't read... That's the only spoiler that I've read, and it's... I thought it was cool, so it's fine with me, but... So, it's not even a spoiler, but it kind of... It's a cool little... It's cool. They have so many subtle things in this game. Like, there are so many little subtle things that they put into this game, you're just like... You can pick up and you can miss very easily anyways.
Well, there's a lot of dialogue, like... What I like about Persona is it's one of the few RPGs where, like, talking to people actually matters. Like, it will actually open up places for you to go, new characters. I found myself,
okay, so my job in the game. The first time I was there, I let it go through and nothing happened. Like, it was nothing happened. So the second time I went there, I just hit the fast forward button. And then all of a sudden, they're like, who ordered this? And I'm like,
It's like, what?
I got every single question wrong. It was like an obvious. I was like, oh man, I am not leveling myself up right now. you do have to be careful. Like, there's that fast forward button. You're like, At times I'm like, I don't need it. And then you, like, ask a question. I'm like, yeah. It's like, it's definitely a case of, are you paying attention to me? And like, oh yeah, totally. I know it wasn't.
Nope.
What difficulty are you guys playing on? Normal?
Just normal.
Hard?
Normal. Yeah. Fuck. Here's the thing. I like Persona, but at the same time, I have major grievances with some of the mechanics. Like, straight up the, what is it, the Hama and Mudun skills that are just, like, have chance to instantly kill you, I think are such fucking bullshit in a game that, like, if your main character dies, you just game over. Like, there's no chance to resuscitate.
I've got certain abilities with certain guys. I'm like, so I'm facing this guy. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to totally steamroll these people. And then they use Mudo on that character. I'm like, and it works. And I'm just like, fuck you. Or, like, or it's an instant reload.
And that's the thing that's the thing that pisses me off too, because like it's probably like only like a 10% chance or 15% chance to succeed, but when it fucking hits, it's a game over. Like, you can't do shit about it. It's just like, fuck you, fuck your progress.
There was one boss fight that I stuck in a terrible loop. Like, it was like I was behind the eight ball with it. Like, I just, something lucky hit. I didn't die, but it was like it was like that constant struggle. I burned through so many items that it was just like. Because I'm like, there was no option. There's an item I haven't used yet that I got. It's a really powerful item. And I'm not using it. So every other item, yeah. I went through everything else. And I'm just like, no. I'm not fucking using this item until I am at the last fight. And then I will use that thing.
But what you get for the free download, isn't it?
Oh, okay. I'm not using that item. I'm not using it.
I asked you guys if I should sell that. And you said sell it.
We didn't. We said money is very easy to come across. We literally said that. I remember Tony saying that and me completely agreeing with him.
Okay. In any case, it's a quick. So, you know how I was trying to one-shot Dungeon 1? Apparently, you can't one-shot it no matter what.
I'm not going to. I don't want to spoil anything for you on this, so. There are certain things, yeah.
I just beat Dungeon 1. And
yeah.
So I spent all this time, basically spent an hour trying to do this thing, and I couldn't do it.
Like, I didn't want to spoil it for you.
No, I understand. I appreciate that. I didn't want any spoilers.
Obviously, you had no idea.
That's kind of fucked up that they...
Yeah.
Got myself set up, ready to go, and...
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, let's get out of here. That's Morgana for you. There you go, Tony.
Thank you, Morgana.
The thing I have to mention, though, with this game that I find very frustrating and it's really pissed me off is the stupid hide mechanic, like the cover mechanic.
Thing
it's fucked janky. Me over so many times.
There are so many times I think I'm jumping at somebody and I'm jumping the wall and then they just run at me and hit me. I'm like, oh,
and like you
fuck.
Move, you like rotate around things and you're like, yes. No.
That's
no.
Annoying. That's so annoying.
Yeah, you have to remember to like press the, so I was like, fuck the cancel that. Button. Yeah, you have to press B to cancel, or the circle button. You have to press circle to cancel, and
that was frustrating because that lost me like half an hour easily, just because of that stupid mechanic.
Yeah,
like I get where they're going for, but like it's not really skill based because like if you're in like a hiding position, like the enemy can walk up right next to you and it's not going to see you. You're just like. Like that.
They were walking right next to me in that sequence, and I was there, and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to see me. Because, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like, it's the first time it happened. So I'm like, and then he walked past me. I'm like, and your guy is literally just standing there.
But, I mean, I understand what they're going for, but, like, it doesn't evolve. It doesn't, like, that's the mechanic. You, like, learn it in the first dungeon, and that's it for the rest of the game. So, yeah, I understand what they're going for, but I think the implementation could have been better. But, I don't know, like, the gameplay for Persona pisses me off in a way that Fire Emblem does.
There's nothing, like, crazy deep with, like, the combat parts of it, so it's like, you want to get through the battles quick. Like, the Persona Fusion stuff is really cool, like, that's fine, like, there's depth there, but, like, the actual combat there's not. So it's, like, 100 hours of a game, like, that's a lot of repetition combat. It's a JRPG. It's a classic JRPG at its core.
I would say the boss fights are always interesting. And this game, they do kind of like vary it up with just what kind of things they ask you to do. But yeah, like the base encounters, it's just like, all right, let me trigger weakness and just all out attack. I need to just fucking get through you guys without wasting my MP on you.
That's what it comes to. Like, and I've learned that. That's the one, like for me, this is my first Persona game. So it's me learning that after the first palace was huge. And I've gotten even better. Like the fourth palace, I went, you know, that was my first, you know, just no break kind of thing. And it was like, I mean, I was ready for everything except for, I did have to reload once, because a sequence I was mentioning to Tony there earlier.
Yeah.
But you know, it was the depth, like, that's a cool part of it. There's, like, so many learning aspects that aren't, I'm not used to in a game. And I gotta say, the other thing I've learned about this is from now on, I will pre-order, if, like, Persona 6 comes out, I will get the limited edition, because I do wish I had the soundtrack. I really find myself today humming the soundtrack at my desk.
The soundtrack you get in the Take Your Heart edition isn't the complete soundtrack, though.
Oh, it's not? Oh, wow.
It's a sampler.
I'm like, kicking myself, because I'm like, I wish I'd gotten that.
I think it's on iTunes.
It is.
Probably it's on Spotify, too, actually.
Not yet, but I have checked. No. Okay. So I'm going to wait. It will be on Amazon and Spotify, I'm sure, soon. Yeah. So.
I mean, the music in these games is always really...
It's so good. I had no idea it was that good, actually. It's my, like I said, my first Persona game, really. So, let's take a quick break from us, Corey. We'll get back to you in a second. But Mike, what have you been?
I've been playing Andromeda this whole time, still up to 91 hours in that game.
Oof!
Holy shit!
That's you, me, and Tony combined in Persona, or Tony, Jim, and me combined.
Yeah,
I've had a few extra weeks. I'm doing pretty much all the side stuff I could. I have full viability, if you know what that is. Jim's the only one who knows what that is. I have it on all the planets I could. I'm noticing...
Tell me what the result of that is at some point.
I'm sure there's something.
I know you'll find it. Yeah.
Achievement pops. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've even romanced a character.
A man or a woman?
No, a woman. I chose, like...
You didn't accidentally do my man romance?
No, no, I didn't do that. the thing is with this game is, I'm convinced Jahl is the only character up to Mass Effect standards.
Yes, yes. I said that hours ago. I made that realization 10 hours in.
No, yeah. No, he's, like, a good character. His stuff is good. His side, his loyalty stuff, that's good. I like that. Everyone else has... kind of interesting side quests, but they're just not as interesting as characters.
And I'm going to tell you why. They aren't the original set. They are the same races, but they are not Garrus. They are not Rex. They are not...
I mean, they're just like sort of generic Asari number one.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, human, like, bitch number two. This guy is a Krogan.
Because he's
a new race
character.
Yeah, you need to learn his shit.
I feel like that was one of the biggest missed opportunities from this company.
I would have loved to see at least, like, branching races, maybe, of, like, even them. Like, just a couple more. Like, but, so we get all these same people. They're all,
Yeah.
So my romance partner I wasn't too interested in, but she was inoffensive, and... they put more time into the romance scenes.
You're inoffensive, so...
Yeah, no, they put more, like, time into the romance scenes, I think, than any other animation.
That's what I've read. Yeah, their animation for Korra is supposed to be, like...
Yeah, that's the one I chose. She's not interesting.
Spot on. No.
But she's not annoying like PB. I wasn't going to choose PB, because fuck her. She pisses me off.
I like PB. She's a little,
she's...
like...
irritating as hell.
She's too generic looking.
I'm sick of her shit.
Is that the Game of Thrones chick?
No. She's just the ship doctor.
Can you romance her? I don't think you can.
I don't know. I think you can the Scottish chick. She's kind of interesting too, but she's not a main character really.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's been some good side quests, and I'm pretty good with that. I did advance the story a little more. But as I'm doing this, you know, we have this new limits to the inventory, so I have like 100-something things. I'm finally figuring out how the research and all that bullshit is going. I have a lot of shit, and now I'm noticing the game is starting to run like shit. Like, bad now. In the Tempest, in your main, like,
how
ship.
How much storage space do you have in your hard drive?
It's always almost full, and then I have to delete stuff to put stuff in.
So, Mike, here's how this works with hard drives. Crash course here. If it's under 20% utilization, like if you're over that, like if you have less than 20% left on your hard drive, you're going to have performance degradation automatically. It gets like
crazy. The update, I think, also caused a little bit of this.
I think the update did, because it increased the inventory by like double, and I'm using it now. So in the Tempest, the actual ship, like the frame rate, and you're not even in action, it just drops so bad. I saw Liam walk into space, which I wanted to keep him there once.
Oh man.
But it's starting to
have a generic character. Like,
I hate him so much. Like, I didn't want to do his loyalty mission because I just wanted him to, like, not like me. But I went on it and I said just the douchey things to him every time. I'm like, fuck you. You're just a fuck up. Everything you do is wrong. Like, this was a bad idea. This, you did this wrong the whole time. Okay, that was all right. That was fun. I made that mission fun.
And yet you still passed the loyalty mission.
Yeah, he still got my loyalty. Although he did say I could be a dick sometimes later. But that's what he gets for sucking so hard. But, you know, whatever. I'll delete, like, some old game, and we'll see if it improves that. But other than that, you know, it's a flawed game, but I'm still putting time in, and it's worth it for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hopefully it's worth it for you, like, if they continue the franchise. We don't know.
So you've already put more time into this than Horizon. And
well, there's just a lot more content in this than Horizon.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing. Like,
The game is huge, actually. Like, if you really, like, explore these planets, it's a huge game. The problem is, if you go too fast while exploring, you stutter.
Like, it doesn't make it a better game. It doesn't make it a better game. Like, I'm going to be surpassing my Zelda time involved, and I'm not going to say Persona's better than Zelda. Like, it's just
I know. There's long of the game. There's a balance with quantity and quality. I think both have value, but yeah. Obviously, like, you can make up for a little bit of quality, I think, with extra quantity, if it's okay quantity. If it's a lot of okay is better than just a little bit of really good, I think. But, you know, some people might disagree. I think, you know, this is above average to bad for most of it. And there's enough above average where I'm like, all right, this is fun. I like doing this. So that's where
I'm at.
When
it Mass Effects, it's cool. When it doesn't, it's shit.
Yeah, when it feels like Mass Effect, I'm like, oh, that's a cool... cool twist, the Ryder family secret quest line, that's one you should follow through with if you get into the game again.
I'm like, this is Mass Effect right here. I'm like, this is good. You know what game I think I'm going to actually get rid of, I thought about it today, is I'm probably going to trade in Final Fantasy. Because I'm not going to play it.
It's worth
it. I thought you said you were...
What?
But yeah.
Wait, what'd you say, Tony?
I was going to say, I thought you were planning on it when the DLC was coming out.
Yeah, I was, but I'm just like, I'm not going to go back and play that game. I'm just not going to now. Like, I can feel it. Like, I'm just not, like, when I have downtime, I'm going to play, like, I just mentioned Doom. I got Forza Horizon 3.
I'm not blaming you. Like,
yeah, I just got
Mario Kart at the end of the week, man.
I got Mario Kart. Yeah, Mario Kart.
Tetris comes out tomorrow.
This is the problem. This is the problem with, like, legitimate DLC that's actually made post-release, is that it comes out when you're done with the game so much, it's hard to go back a lot. So that's a problem.
You got to have a really good game to stand for DLC for that. For me,
the thing is, Final Fantasy... Okay, so, like, I'll even directly compare. Final Fantasy 15, because of how terribly it ended, just left a sour taste in my mouth. Reminder, I platinumed this game. Like, I invested fucking time into this game. And I'm just like, eh, like, sure, like, they're coming out with DLC, and I'm just like... eh, like, it just doesn't do anything. Same thing with Fallout 4. Like, DLC was coming out, and I was like, oh, eh.
Yeah.
Now, Zelda, on the other hand, I'm just like, okay, well, depending on what they're going to do, I'm interested in that.
I haven't bought it yet, but I am interested in it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's funny to take that back to Mass Effect. Like, I'm looking up, like, YouTube videos of Mass Effect, because I'm, you know, on the kick, obviously, and I'm seeing all this stuff from Citadel DLC, and it looks really great, and I'm like, why didn't I get this? I'm like, oh, because I didn't want to play the game anymore after the fucking ending. But so there's this quality DLC that they had for Mass Effect 3 that just went unplayed because the ending pissed me off so much. It's a shame.
I mean, that, and they took out, like, an actual good character and hid it behind the DLC, right? The
No, that wasn't Promethean? That one. That was Procyon. That was Promethean. I mean, that was
in the pre-order bonus, by the way.
Oh, was it? I thought it was the second one. Oh, that was okay.
I don't know, because I bought everything until this thing ended, and then I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. I heard that character is actually really good for, like, lore and story and universe.
You get a little extra from it.
But instead, you get, like, the fucking generic soldier who's like, oh, you're the new guy. Like, this is the third game, bro. Like, I don't care about you. I'm not investing any time in you.
Fucking Freddy Prinze Jr.
You're a meat shield. That's it.
Yep.
Jacob,
expendable. He's expendable as Jacob for me. And who was the first one expendable? Who was the first one?
Caden
was expendable. Poor Jacob Ashley. Was expendable, and so was Freddy Prinze Jr.
Pretty much any male, like, human character that starts with you in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I had them as expendable automatically.
Just get them. Yep. They need to die.
Corey, did you play anything? besides Persona?
I know you've Persona, been like, I have not been able to play much at all, really. This week has been pretty bad. So Persona finally beat the first dungeon or palace, and yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, that mechanic really pissed me off with the hiding mechanic. And, like, it's stupid because sometimes you can stand right next to something, an enemy, and there's, like, a little, like, median in between you guys, and he doesn't see you. Like, why am I ducking? Like, it's no point in that. So that's it. And, like, I am enjoying Persona. I really want to get into it more. Just got to find the time. And Destiny's calling with stuff. And
yeah,
I have Overwatch stuff to do. I need to do my placements in that. So we'll see. Yeah.
All right.
One thing that I want to go back to, because the story in Persona is actually really interesting. I'm going to keep it vague because obviously it's something I've
That's the main draw in this game is the story. So,
but like, I mean, so you have the main story. Yeah. And the main story actually, it's getting to a point where it's actually making me think, like, you know, there's some real world, real life lessons to be learned from it, I think. And just like, how things evolve and like where it's progressing, where it's like, yeah, I mean, you're just starting out. You're like, yeah, we're going to be like Phantom Thieves. Yeah, we're cool. And it's just like where it goes. You're just like, well, I guess I didn't think about it from this angle. Like, you know, and again, just leaving it vague to like where it goes. Cause you're just like, oh, I didn't expect this. Not to mention like how dark it is. Like every time I think that like, okay, that was pretty dark. It's like the next,
I don't know, man.
It's just like
I don't know. Like I feel like the first one for me was the darkest. I didn't get to the fifth palace yet, but like I didn't feel like the fourth one was. I have second, third, or fourth. I'm trying to think what happened in the third.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as dark as three, but it's all.
Oh no, no, nothing is as dark as three. Persona 3 is like I'm surprised the main character just did not kill himself from the get go because just like
yeah, I mean, he kind of tries.
The Evoker, yeah, I know.
But
he was trying, yes. He was trying. And that's why like I love that meme where it's like Persona 3 and it shows like the main character's like, yep, you're dead. Persona 4, like dancing all night. And Persona 5, you just like beat the fuck up. It's like one of these main characters is not like the other two, but you know, we'll see. But yeah. Other than that, like even like the side stories, which is, you know, something I really enjoy is just like seeing how all your confidence, like how their story evolves and stuff like that, because you know it's something you could choose to ignore. The game kind of really hints that you shouldn't, and this one especially, like you really can't afford to skip them because you learn some very like useful skills. Like the one guy is straight up teaching me like stuff. It's like, oh, you're the characters that aren't in your party get extra experience. And I was like, damn, yeah. Now they're not going to be as useless. Like,
yeah, that was a huge ability to get. Yeah.
Like, in the other Persona games, it's just, like, they got so far behind, I'm just like, you're fucking useless to me. Like, I can't even bring you into this goddamn dungeon, because you're a liability.
That's honestly why I used two other characters in the fourth palace, because they weren't far enough behind yet. They were, like, three levels down. Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to use them, because I need to keep them close. So, yeah. But then I got that ability, like, right at the end, and I'm like, oh, now it's, okay, good.
And, yeah, there's this other character who's teaching how to, like, swap characters mid-battle. It's just like, what? Like, like you've never been able to do
there's
that before.
Some cool stuff, and then like you know the only thing I find slightly annoying is leveling up my stats. I feel like it's way too fucking long, and I can't advance.
It's just like real life, though, man. It's like real life.
I'm not charming enough, damn it.
No.
I need more guts. I need more charm. I'm way behind on all that stuff.
I do like how the game is pretty funny about like. Certain things will happen. It's like, yeah, I think I grew some guts there or some charm there. It's like, really? Like, after that, like, this little exchange of, like, you get hit or something like that. It's like, all right, cool. Like, I guess I'll take the stat increase and not question this. Yeah. Yeah. Now, it's fun. It's addicting. It's
just wish I don't understand.
dude, you have no idea. Like, every time I look at my Switch, I'm like, why is this game not on the Switch? Because, like, I
was thinking that today while I was at work. I'm like, although then my work would be, I would be dead. I would lose my job.
I would be dead.
I would lose my job.
You'd be fired.
Yeah. Like, there was no chance I'd put it down.
Because the thing is, like, I do have to say, like, outside the dungeons, the game is very easy to be, like, one more day. Like, I'm just going to do, like, one more day.
A lot of times they make you, like, there's a string. Like, I'm in the middle of a string right now that I'm not saved at. like I'm on the podcast here, but I never, it's loaded right now. So, I'm, you know, I can't save yet. So, yeah. But it does do that. It strings a couple of days together where you can't save sometimes, but you know, usually at night they give you the option, but every now and again, it just skips right through it. So yeah. That bastard doesn't tell you to go to bed.
He just like, let's go to bed. It's like,
you know what just happened to me the other night? We actually had, there was plot during the day and I was back in my room and I'm like, let me just go and check the bench to see if I can actually do something. And I sat down, I'm like, holy shit, he didn't say go to bed. Oh my God, what do I do? I had no idea what to do at first. So I was like, I actually loaded up that little screen to see what people did. And I'm like, yeah, you can do things. This is amazing. I was shocked. I was blown away that I could actually do something at night after plot story. So.
Fuck.
Anyways, all right. I think we should wrap up 341. Well, I don't know why I said two. Let's wrap it. Gamescast 341. We'll come to a close. Let's say follow us on Twitter at All You Can Geek. Like us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, subscribe to our YouTube. What else did I forget? Rate us on iTunes. Tune into MovieCasts. If you don't hear those, listen to those. Keep checking in. Stay classy.
I'm still confident. Stay listeners.